Hello, my name is Henika Watkis-Porto, and welcome to My Daily Devotion, a daily bite-sized podcast for those wanting to enrich their souls and forge a deeper relationship with God. It is pure, unpretentious, and raw, which flows from the heart, fostering gratitude, peace, and a sense of abundance. Hello and welcome to episode 193 of My Daily Devotion. It's entitled, Preach His Love and Righteousness. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. Romans 14:22. Some people like it when a message of condemnation and judgment is preached. They prefer to hear more about sin and its judgment. But fear of judgment has never produced righteousness or the love of God. Gospel means good news, and that's what Jesus sent us to preach and teach. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Mark 16:15. It is not enough that you're preaching a message about Jesus Christ. The message must be about his liquid love, the remission of sin that he made possible, and his gift of righteousness to everyone who believes. Don't preach judgment or condemnation. Preach his love and righteousness. Some don't like it when we preach righteousness and the love of Christ to sinners. What they don't realize is that righteousness is actually a gift to the sinner and not essentially to the Christian, because the Christian is born righteous. The sinner, upon hearing and believing the message of the gospel, receives eternal life, which comes bundled with the gift of righteousness. When we preach righteousness, people embrace righteousness, and once they do, they start living right. That's because righteousness is a nature. It's a nature of God that's imparted to the spirit of the one who's born again, granting him the ability to live right. Right living is not a product of righteousness. No one can live right who isn't first made righteousness, and only God gives righteousness. It's not something you obtain by your own good works. This is why we preach the gospel, for only through the gospel is the righteousness of God unveiled. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. From therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Romans 1:16-17. Did you notice that? So, if we don't preach a true gospel, people will never understand righteousness, and that would defeat the purpose for which Christ came to the world. He came to make men sons of God. He came to make sinners righteous. He came to make us one with the Father and have his life and nature of righteousness. Hallelujah. Loving Father, thank you for your liquid love so lavishly poured out on all. The remission of sin made possible by the vicarious sacrifice of Jesus and the resultant gift of righteousness to everyone who believes. Today, your righteousness is unveiled and embraced as many hear and receive the gospel all around the world. Many are saved, healed, and delivered, and darkness is dispelled to the glory and praise of your name. Hallelujah. Let us read Romans 6:13-14, and it says, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. This is the word of the Lord. Father, thank you so much for this good news this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your gift of righteousness. I pray today that everyone will be blessed. Everyone who receives, Almighty God, your word today from in the hearing of my voice will be blessed.
This has been My Daily Devotion. I'm Henika Watkis-Porto. Catch me at henikawatkisporto.com for all other things that I'm involved with. See you soon.